right? Yes, yes. Well, good morning. That requires a response. Good morning. Okay, I'm going to try it again. Good morning.
Good morning.
All right. Good morning, man. What a good morning. This is the day that the Lord has made. We can rejoice. We're in the house of the Lord. Amen. And we're going to talk about the house of the Lord, and we're going to talk about heaven, and we're going to talk about your house, and God's given us a great favor on the earth when we accept Christ into our lives. That is the first time I really made connection with the heavenly home that I'm going to spend my eternal life in, a heavenly home, when I ask Jesus into my heart. Isn't that great? And that's the third house, that's the third home. And you know what? God loves to give you things. And he tries and he works and he labors to give you good things. Do you know that? It's the goodness of God that leads us to repentance. We turn from that old life because it wasn't giving us such a good deal, right? But when we got this new life, we turned to God. We started seeing the home that he blessed us with. You know, people are after homes, right? I mean, each person usually, their intent is saying, I'm going to get to this place and I'm going to have a home and I'm going to raise a family in that home. And that's really the American dream. And I really believe that it's God's dream for us. He's not trying to hold back good things from us, amen? Is a home a good thing? I think it's a good thing. Now, I don't want to live for a house, but I do like my home. And I like nice things in my home. What are we up to? Are we doing pretty good? Is it all paid for? Well, praise the Lord. Hey, great job. Great job. Yeah, this deal right here is a good thing. We're trying to push ahead. I've been talking with our electrician, Andy, about lights, new lights that are going to come here. They'll be able to dim down and come up. So, and it's going to be a lot less expensive as far as the power source is concerned. So we've been talking, this is our home, our house, amen, the house of the Lord. And so we're working towards some real directions. In fact, we like that concrete slab. We love it, actually. I drove on top of it. I thought it was so cool. No frost boils or anything. And we're going to have one other strip from the corner of this building all the way across to the other side. So we will get rid of our frost boils. And so this is our kind of our first deal. And we tried to do it right away in June for the house of the Lord. Amen? Hallelujah. So our earthly home that God has given us, and even before Christ, I had an earthly home that I was working on, but I didn't have any idea that God actually could bless it. You know, like when, hey, I want my home blessed. And so I gave my life to Christ, and in a short period of time, there was a bunch of Christians, and I had a garage to build, and I was working on the house, but I had a garage to build, and usually what I did there is I gave up all my time after work to put piece by piece. But one Saturday, a bunch of Christian guys came over, and they built that house in one day, or I should say my garage right next to my house in one day. But it was the hardest thing that I could possibly ever do because it wasn't me personally doing everything, because that would have been a weird deal. You know, like people are actually helping you. And so even in my first few months, I seen the benefit of God blessing my home with all these men of God and women of God. They came and it happened like that. And you see, it's God's intent to give us homes on this earth. Say, so, well, you know what? We can just get along. You know, we're going to live for Jesus and just get along. God intended to give us a land, to give us a place, to give us a shelter, to have a place where we could raise our kids and that they would have great memories. Have you seen them old houses? I wonder if that house could talk about all of the memories that took place in it. You see some of these old things? They are like a remembrance. Remember that place. That's where I grew up. That's where my mom and dad was raised. That's where grandpa and grandma raised the family. And we have a family down in Bijou, a family house that's been in the family, the Larson family, for many, many years. And so when you look at that house, you remember all those memories. And you know, after this service, we're going to have a time of communion. And it's really in remembrance of the one that gives us all these things. Amen. Amen. And so our earthly home, God showed Israel how intent he was to bring us to an earthly home called Israel at that time, or was bringing us to a promised land, which would be a home. God's pretty intent, 40 years of wandering around the wilderness to get us home. I mean, he wanted more than anything. It could have taken 40 days, but it took 40 years. But he wanted a home for Israel. Amen? It was his people. He wanted a home for Israel, and they did finally get there. And it was a land flowing with milk and honey. And you know, like when we are encountering the battles of life about homes and families and all these things, it's something that God really thinks a lot about. Amen. That, hey, I want a home. I want a place for you, a dwelling place where you can raise your kids, where you can have good memories, where you can be at peace. When you come home, I was talking to a young girl, and she probably wouldn't think her house was this fancy house, but it's her home. And she said, that is my safety place. And when I go there, I feel very, very safe. And so I really believe that that is what God was doing with Israel when he was leading them in that first earthly home called the land of Israel, the promised land. And so God wanted to bring a home for Israel and also an inheritance. How many people would like to have an inheritance? Hallelujah. You know, the Bible says that we should leave an inheritance for our children's children. So in other words, our children are so blessed they don't need an inheritance. But the grandsons and daughters, hey, God wants to leave an inheritance for them. Well, you know what? We just have to serve Jesus and we have to do that. No, God is wanting to bless us with an inheritance. When we bring our tithes and offerings to the house of the Lord, God's just showing us how we can bless. And for some reason, that connection is connected back to your household. He said the windows of heaven will open up and he will pour out a blessing that you cannot contain. Now, I've been blessed. Maybe I can't even contain my blessings because I'm so blessed. I'm so blessed, I cannot contain. When Tom was talking about some of the stuff, I'm trying to wrap my head around it, and I'm going, the promises of God are yes and amen, and everything that we have goes back to our earthly home where we live and where he wants to bless our children, and he wants to bless our children's children, and what a home. home on the range. I mean, I love it. Praise God. And then we have another home called the church home. Do you know that this building represents a church home for a lot of people? Right. Has been and is now and will represent again. This is our home, our church home. Now, it seemed like, I looked up scriptures on the house of God, and there were so many scriptures. There was about 40 different scriptures that I was going to read today, but I'm not going to do that. But the house of God is very, very important, and it's connected to your blessing back in your other home. So I didn't realize that either. But when I started coming to the house of the Lord, we were up in Richwood. This place was so poor they could not pay attention. I mean, literally. And we started in a church that was about this big. A church building right here, over to that steel area. It was the smallest building in the town of Richwood. And you'd go in there and 10 people would fill it up. And we were in there and Jack Hines, first time I met Jack Hines and his wife, Thelma over playing on the piano and Jack up there dancing. And I was going, what in the world's going on? And why are we here? And what's going on here? And I didn't understand it. I was a little nervous because I knew something that God was going to get a connection in. And these people were poor people. They lived on the Indian Reservation out there in White Earth, up in Strawberry Lake area. They would settle their quarrels by shooting at each other. It was like, the Hatfields and McCoys type area. And God began to move in that little area, in about a 20-mile radius. Gerald Dierstein, the Strawberry Lake really founder, you know, started from a little building up there in the woods, and he became an international, real international phenomenon. He does tremendous work over in Jerusalem. God went from his house to the church house to the heavenly areas of going into the home, and so in this place we went, we were in that building for less than a month, okay, so now something's going on. I'm being blessed. I'm starting understanding. I'm not drinking, smoking, chewing tobacco anymore. I'm not doing those things anymore, and things were kind of straightening out. And our kids would seem to be blessed, and we went to these churches and these church services, and they were just, it was mind-boggling to me. And so we were in that little building for a month, then we moved over into another building, and that was maybe twice as big. And in 3 years' time, we added on to that building one, two, three. Three different times we added going out this way, building an entryway, and in 3 years, we outgrew that building. And so now this is in Richwood, and you could not, like I said, these people are poor. But something was going on, and God began to stir people. And when we marched up to the new building in Richwood, Minnesota, there was 300 people that marched up to that building 3 years later from that little building. Wow, it was powerful. And God, the connection that we had with the house of God connected into our personal homes, and everyone was transformed. People were literally transformed. They were transfigured. You could not see the same person that you had seen 3 years ago. And I mean, it was the wildest thing. They come out with the newspaper and started saying, hey, look what happened. And they said, well, what happened here? Well, God moved. And Pastor Fred was like, God moved. God moved. It, but it was connected to the house of God. Wow. Do you think the house of God is important? When you sow into the house of God, you think that you're not going to get blessed? You remember what Tom was saying, Pastor Tom was saying. He said, everything that you do requires action or a reaction. Yeah, that's faith. If I go out and drag the parking lot, I'm sitting in my truck and saying, God, please keep my tires going a long time. Lord, that this truck will never break down because it's used for the house of the Lord. I'm getting my upgrade. God, I thank you, Lord, that I can pay for this next month for this vehicle because I'm doing something in the house of the Lord. You do something intentional. I'm sorry. Yeah, it's intentional. You see, when we got to go and do this at the house of the Lord, pour that concrete, we did something intentional. And so I'm just saying, well, God, I want an upgrade. Lord, I need an upgrade. And so as soon as I took the saw that I borrowed from Wayne Kilgore and I brought it back and I put it by his shop, the next 2 minutes I got six driveways, I got two houses to pour in 2 minutes after I dropped that thing off. And I said, upgrade, upgrade, upgrade. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. You see, when we do things intentionally, you know, it's not by mistake. You know, sometimes we don't realize that we're doing things intentionally. But when we're working on the house of God, when we're excited about the house of God, people are drawn to that excitement. Do you agree? When you're excited, man, something's going on. I think the excitement of the Holy Spirit is the drawing point for the world around us. We say, well, we're going to go out and evangelize. Well, maybe you're so excited about the house of God. I was so glad when they said to me, let us go up to the house of the Lord. Psalms 122 says, I am so happy. I am so glad. I'm so excited. I'm going to go up to the house of the Lord. When they said that we could go up to the house of the Lord, you're going to bring people. Like last night, I was sitting out in front with Jen and Chad for just a short period of time, and then Sandy was getting tired. It was about 10:30, and I'm still sitting out there enjoying the fire out in front of our place. And all of a sudden, there was 10 people, young men from Puerto Rico, come running across the road. I'm sitting there, I'm going, because I had a fire going, and I'm sitting there, I'm going, what in the world's happening? And they came and they got around the fire. I'm going, and I'm trying to keep my cool. You know, okay, what am I supposed to do here? And one guy from Puerto Rico, he come up and he said, hello. I said, hello. And we shook hands. And when we shook hands, all of them come over there. And they shook my hand. And I was going, okay, okay. And they were lighting cigarettes on by the fire. Can we use your fire to light a cigarette? I said, I don't care. You go ahead, go ahead. And so in about 5 minutes, they left. But one stayed. His name is Jonathan. And he stayed. And we talked for 1 hour. And we talked about this time and when you crossed the street was your destiny for a new life in Christ. And he was going, he got so excited. He said, I was going to leave this place because they're working at the turkey plant and it's not easy. It's very difficult work. And he said, I don't like it here, but now I feel like I have purpose. Amen. That was a divine connection to a house of God into a house of God. And I know Jonathan, and I'm hoping all of those young men, I claimed them. It's an upgrade in the name of Jesus. Yeah. They're going to be in this house sometime, and they're going to hear the gospel preached. But it wasn't anything like I mean, they come running across the street from the Eagles, and they're heading for the Rusty Nail, you know. And I got one of them, Jonathan, Jonathan, Jonathan. And when he was leaving, I said, Jonathan, God has great things for you. And he just jumped on the railroad track. I'm going, what in the world's happening? God's building a house. God's building a people. God's building his temple. Wow. That's exciting. I mean, you think about it, from connection here to connection to your home. He said, where do you live? I said, upstairs. He said, is this your building? Yes, it is. And you live upstairs. How cool is that? He said. Now, I didn't take him upstairs. Hallelujah. Maybe next time. Praise God. So God is doing miracles in all of our lives. Amen. But the biggest miracle is that we take personal responsibility to do things intentional and then say, God, I'm looking for an upgrade. Not saying, well, God, if you could just do something good. No, expect something good. Believe something good. Believe the promises of God. Yeah. Believe the prophetic words that God spoke over your life. Yeah. And you know what? You'll begin to fulfill the scriptures that God gave you. The scriptures is only a book with a lot of promises in there. But when you begin to receive them intentionally, I am healed, I am whole, come on, come on. I'm touched by God from the head to my toes. Praise the Lord. Because the Bible says that when God can even quicken our mortal bodies. Hallelujah. You know, I had a terrible cold, and I thought I'd got through, and in March or end of March, I got this thing, and it took me about 2 weeks. And I was what I was so happy about was when it was gone. You know, when it left my house. But it was God that healed me. It was God that touched me. And in my mind, I was thinking, you know, if I keep on like this, I'm going to die. I rebuke that thought in Jesus' name. That's not a promise of God. The promises of God are yes and amen to the glory of God. Amen. And when he touches us, when he gives us the blessings of God, when he gives us homes, when he blesses us with a house, this house is worth $1.5 million. That's pretty cool. And you know how much we owe on it? We owe the concrete out there. That's it. How did that ever happen? It happened by faithful people saying, I'm going to do this. And you know, how do we eat an elephant? One bite at a time. Hallelujah. We'll get done with that elephant. But it's one bite at a time. And I really believe that God is supersizing the vision of Community Church International and beyond. I really believe that with all my heart. With all my heart. Right. Praise God. With all my heart. I just believe it. Right. Hallelujah. Well, then, that's pretty cool. Now we got all this stuff going, and I'm excited about it. I'm just, wow! But then I started thinking about, how about heaven? Now, this initially happened right when I gave my life to Christ. I had a home, and then it was blessed of the Lord. I had a church home. It was pretty small at the start, but then God began to, break out. See, I don't think God could live in a little building like that. He said, I've never lived in a little place. In fact, he didn't even want David to build because he said, I'm so free, I don't want it. But he knew that the earthly home needed to have a temple. Yeah. And Solomon, we're reading, and if you're reading the one-year Bible, Solomon right now is building the temple of God. Shandarabasa, God is building a temple. And that temple is an eternal temple. Abraham said it like this. He said, I'm just passing through. He lived in tents, and he liked that. And he did those things, but he said, I'm just passing through. I'm looking for a city whose founder is God and whose foundations you don't see on earth. I'm looking for a city. I'm looking for a heaven. I'm looking for a place where I'm going to make my eternal home. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So we have a home to the home to the home. I was trying to make the song. I've got this one. And when I got little kids, I usually get them on my knee and I go. I think it's a Lone Ranger song or something. But anyway, the little kids, they get scared of me or they smile. They don't usually laugh, but I get them going on that. And I was thinking, well, could I remember something? From the home to the home to the home, 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 to the home to the home to the home, 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 to a home to a home to a home, home, home. My home, this home, to my heavenly home. I'm connected by three homes. A home to a home to a home, 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 to a home to a home. Maybe you'll remember that. A home, 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 to a home to a home to a home, home, home. What is he talking about? He's talking about my home. He's talking about my home. To the home, to the home, to the home, 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 to the home, to the home, to the home, 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 home. So we find out that God has a heavenly home. There's 40 scriptures on the heavenly home that God. I'm going to go to one scripture in just closing up. And in John, it says John 14. Hallelujah. We must be having a good time because time is flying. All right. John 14, 2. It says this. Oh, let's go to one. Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God. Believe also in me, Jesus speaking. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you, I go to prepare a place for you. I go to prepare a place for you. Where's Jesus at? I know where the Holy Spirit is. He's in me. And you brought him along with you, so we've got it. But Jesus is in heaven, and he has prepared a place for us, a heavenly place. And there's 40 other scriptures that go along with that. And God building this eternal kingdom for us. We should get so excited. That and the very initial time I asked Jesus into my life, he gave me a home, blessed. He gave me a church home, a building that we could work on, and he gave me eternal life, didn't he? And then he told us, after it was all said and done, we're taking communion today. I believe we're communing in the home, to the home, to the home, 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 to the home, to the home, to the home, home, home. We're communing with our Heavenly Father that has created our earthly home, our church home, and an eternal home forever with him. And then he stated in 1 Corinthians 6:19, this is what he said. You are the temple of the Holy Spirit. You are the temple. And when Jesus lives in you, is there peace in this home that I live in? Is there joy in this home that I live in? Hallelujah. Is there dancing in this home that I live in? Only God can make such a house. Only God can make the house that we're talking about. Amen. And we are the temple of the Holy Spirit. I want you to, in communion as Pastor Tom comes, I want you to just receive your home, earthly, your church home, and your heavenly home. I want you to, it's a communication in remembrance what God has done for us. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He's done some great things. Father, right now in the name of Jesus, we release your spirit in this place. We don't release it, it's already here. I'm sorry. Hallelujah. Bless you. Bless you in all you do. In Jesus' name. Pastor Tom. Yeah.
Yeah, there we are. I'm on. There we go, Pam. Thank you. Common union. Communion. The word is common union. We have a common union. I was reading Corinthians when it was just talking about discerning. So that's why many of you among you are weak, sick, number have fallen asleep. But if we were more discerning with regard to ourselves, we would not come under such judgment. What is he saying there? Pastor Jake was sharing his story about how he came. He said, we need each other. We need the body. We're a part of something. Do you discern that you are a part of something? Do you discern that I am a part of the body of Christ? And in that place, there was a time where we worked together, but we're a common union working together as his body. I was thinking about this job situation I just had. I didn't have what was needed to finish the task before me. So I called my buddy Chad. I said, Chad, I need your jacks. And Chad didn't have enough jacks. So then I called Marshall, and Marshall had some jacks. We used Marshall's jacks, but I didn't know how to use those jacks. So Chad ran the jacks. And before that, I had a guy who knew concrete. I know how to finish concrete well, and I've teamed up with him, Pastor Jake Jacobson's Concrete. I've teamed up with him. I've made union, common union with him to pour the concrete and build the house of God. You see, do we discern that we're all part of each other and that we need each other? Wayne, when you called me up that one day when I was in my darkest hour, when I had my son passed away, Wayne called me up. He said, Tom, I don't know what to say, but I'm going to pray for you. And he ministered to me. And the body was bleeding, and the finger, and Tom was over here, and Wayne was over here, and he came, and he put his hand on me, and he helped stop the bleeding. Do you discern amongst yourselves who you really are amongst the body of Christ? And what God is doing right now is that in our minds, sometimes we think we got to do so much on our own, and it's not true. He says, I've got a body for you. And the enemy has come to rob you from your identity, of your place in the body. I don't need that. I don't belong. I'm not worthy. That's all lies of the devil. You are the righteousness of Christ Jesus because Christ is in you, the hope of glory. Do you discern rightly about who you truly are? And as Jake was just sharing about this home, do you discern rightly about what the body of Christ really is? Do you discern correctly, considering yourself the temple of the Holy Ghost? Do you discern correctly about who you really are, what community really is, what common unity really is, what community church, what this house really represents on the kingdom of earth? It represents the body of Christ, a group of people who love the Lord God Almighty, want to see Him move on the earth. Lord God, you said this place would be an apostolic resource center, an epicenter, God. You prophesied it. You spoke it. And because we are your body, Lord Jesus, that very thing is pumping blood inside of us. And that's who we are. This is who we are. And it's been birthed in our hearts before we were even created. That some of you have fallen asleep, but it's high time that we just wake up to who we really are in the Spirit. This is who we are, God. This is what Christ did on the cross for us, was to bring us back to our true identity. He said, I'm going to take all that shame. I'm going to take all the blame. I'm going to wipe it away. And come on, it's not about your performance anymore. You fall. It's not about that. It's what you've become now as a new creation. And this is your home, and we need each other. You've battled and you've fought and you've done this way. And Lord is just telling us to a place that we need each other. We need each other. We need each other. You're part of the body. This is your home. This is your place. When things go on, I'm calling Chad. When things go, Jake, Andy, I know these men because this is home. I may be in Pittsburgh, JP, you may be in Pittsburgh, but this is your home. And when something goes on, he calls and we pray and we stand because we're one. We are part of each other and we need each other. Right now, you may be a bleeding. Someone needs to put a hand on you right now to help stop the bleeding. Right now, there is a Christ, the Savior, who's the head of all things, and He's given us the ministration of reconciliation, restoration, and peace, Father. As a body, we minister to each other. As Jake was just sharing his testimony, it's ministering to my heart. And where Jake's been, I get to go because he shares his testimony. Where Dave goes, I am a part because he shares his testimony. Hallelujah. So this morning, I really feel God is bringing common union back to His body. He's bringing a common union back to His body. And we've gone through brokenness and we've gone through struggle and things like that. And God's breaking it down in us. And we're discerning ourselves. We need to discern ourselves about who we are. You're a child of God. This is your home. And this is where I want you. Be free. Hallelujah. And I just want to pray real quick for anybody right now struggling. Lord God, hallelujah. Bring true discernment to them and speak to them right now, Father. Hallelujah. So as we have the elements, do we have those ushers, Danny? Hallelujah. And families, if you want to come up. Father, I thank you for the body. Lord, I thank you for your body. And as I love one on each side, you guys can go ahead and come up. We'll get the elements. Father, we thank you for your body, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah, Lord. We thank you for the body that was shed for us, Lord, that we could come together. Lord, that we could be restored and renewed, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah, Lord. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for speaking back to our identity. We thank you, Lord, for the new covenant. Hallelujah, Lord Jesus, that we remember what you did for us, that we could come to this place, Lord, and gather in your name and celebrate you. That we could walk through life as overcomers because you overcame, Father. You overcame it all. You overcame sin and death. You overcame judgment. You overcame the punishment and the wrath of God. You came so we could become the righteousness in Christ, Lord. You set us free, Lord. God, that we could be free. Free to be family. Free to love. Free to have joy, free to sing, free to dance. Lord, we love you so much. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So the Lord Jesus, on that night when he was betrayed, he took the bread and he gave thanks. And he said, "This is my body." And he broke it, which is for you. Do this in remembrance of me. In the same way, after supper, he took the cup, saying, "This cup is my new covenant in my blood. Do this whenever you drink it in remembrance of me." Hallelujah. God, I thank you for the body. I thank you for the common union, Lord Jesus. Thank you for your Holy Spirit here this morning. Hallelujah, Jesus. Anybody need prayer or anything? Let's lay hands on each other, huh? Why don't we just lay hands on each other right now as a body? Come on. Let's lay hands on each other right now. Right now, Lord God. The depths of the deep, Lord. Go ahead, pray for him. I hear it right now. Come on, thank you. Pray for the one to your left and to your right, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Right now, there it is. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Come on. Come on. Thank you, Jesus. Release it right now. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for your glory, Lord. That's it. That's it. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.